You don't think COVID was a warm-up? You're kidding yourself. Of course, the World Health Organization is always knee-deep in these schemes. Another criminal operation. Funny, though, we go back, and this was sent to me by VM. At the same time VM was sending that to me, Maria was sending me the same exact thing, as if they're kind of, and we're getting it from other people as well. You folks, they wish to remain nameless, so we will keep those folks nameless. But, you know, it said the scenario was set up by NTI. Who the hell is NTI? Well, NTI is Ted Turner creation, Open Philanthropy sponsored, which is Gates, Bill Gates, of course, and Moskowitz, formerly of Facebook. This is who. Of course, Kissinger has his hands in this too. Do you understand? These global criminals who keep popping up, a guy like Kissinger, a pox on the world, keeps cropping up, him and his fucked up philosophies. He's like a cancer. He's infected so many people and so many nations. I'm sure he'll be lying in state when it's all said and done. They'll be walking circles around his casket in the Capitol as some kind of an international hero. He's a fucking criminal is what he is. And Gates as well, and Moskowitz. All these guys, the elite class, the haves, happy to stick it to you. And now they're going to make it about monkeypox of all fucking things. And, of course, they're already talking about the vaccine. Biden was mumbling about it. We'll get to him. They ask him about it. Well, we'll just go, we'll play the videotape. We'll go to it now. They ask him about it, and he didn't even. Do we have it? I think we have it. I don't know. There's so many clips to get through today. Before I get to this clip, VM sent me some poetry from this NTI group. This is what you're dealing with, right? Ginning up the fear as best they can. The name of the poem is When the Virus Comes. When the virus comes, I guess I should probably read it in my aristocratic voice. It might be better. I'd like to read a poem by our friends who are very, very interested in waging, informing you about the next pandemic. And the title of the poem is When the Virus Comes. When the virus comes, you will kiss your lover like it's the last time, because maybe it is. Actually, this would be better if I... a poem is a poem, but it needs to be painified, so to speak. We need to make it a pain original, so let's start over again. Before I was rudely interrupted by this cretin. I read my stuff very well, and these interruptions will not be tolerated. When the virus comes, you will kiss your lover like it's the last time, because maybe it is. How dare you, lover? This is a serious poem. I demand to have those security remove those reprobates. You will dance on timelines like decades are stuck on the balls of your feet. I will not tolerate another uprising. Your insubordination will be recorded. Sing like a quartet is trapped in your throat.
That's not a quartet, that's a needle. Anyway, thank you.
Have that man removed, goddammit. This is a serious simulation. His outbursts will not be tolerated. Laugh like this is the last time you know what joy feels like, because maybe it is, God. You'll see, God. You go ahead and chuckle now, you gutter snipes. You'll all be dead soon if we have our way. And today, that would be more than enough. What the fuck kind of macabre bullshit is this? Yeah, when the virus comes, you're all going to die, right? If we could just save one life, I mean, that's just save one. Hey, God damn it. That's it. Poetry night has been canceled. No more poetry for you. You low-class have-nots, you upstarts. God damn it. What you're dealing with. They asked Biden about it. Let's go to the videotape.
Mr. President, quick question. What have your health advisors told you your level of concern should be about monkeypox and the cases that are in the United States and around the world?
Well, they haven't told me the level of exposure yet, but it is something that everybody should be concerned about. We're working on it hard to figure out what we do and what vaccine, if any, may be available for it. But vaccine, if any, may be available. It is a concern in the sense that if it were to spread, it's consequential.
Hey, I've seen this one. This
I think I'm sophisticated because I'm living my life like a good Homo sapiens. But all around me, everybody's multiplying and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in the cages in the zoo, man. Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape, man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized cause I'm a strict vegetarian.
The guy in the White House, the brain of a simian. He has no details on anything about how serious it is. See, this is why, as an investigator, as someone who reads people, reads situations, reads statements, reads in between lines, etc. Because he's an ape, man. He has no information on any of this. Doesn't know how dangerous it is. Doesn't know exactly what the footprint of this so-called deadly disease we're all going to face in a matter of weeks. Of course, it's all scheduled. But right away, he says, I don't know. I'll find out about the vaccine. Oh, you don't know anything about it, but you know there's a vaccine? Well, of course, you should know. They've already purchased the fucking vaccines. The U.S. Plain and simple. He doesn't even know that. Have we not seen this before? You know, VM talks about reruns when we were on the road in March. If you folks didn't catch those shows, man, some of those fucking shows were epic. I don't even know how we turned them out. You know, you're driving 8 hours a day and then you're doing... You're doing shows that take 8 hours a day. And so, you know, that's a 16-hour day. Plus you have to eat and sleep and things squeezed into that. It was pretty hardcore, man. But we turned out some great fucking shows. And VM kept talking about reruns. Everything is a rerun. It's just a rerun. It's just a playbook. And VM, as he said, this has gone on for 100-plus years in the medical community. These so-called outbreaks. It's just a grift, man. They make fucking money. Everybody makes money. Now, do people get sick? Yeah, some people have to get sick to pull it off, right? But there's sick people all over the fucking place. All the time. All they got to do is snap some video of some people and some pictures. Some grotesque pictures, and they use that. It's fear porn, etc. But VM took us back, 1987. Now they're going to roll these vaccines out, and you're going to take them? Good fucking luck. I'll take my chances with the monkey. I'm going to be 55. I made it this long. I didn't die from COVID. And I haven't gotten monkeypox. I like my chances with a natural immune system. Unadulterated by criminals. Fucking criminals. Carnival barkers and frauds. Let's go back to the videos here. This is the CEO of Pfizer, Borla. And we pointed out, quite incredibly, we were the first people to point out that this guy has no medical degree for human beings. He has a medical degree for animals. Well, maybe he would have a hand in something like this. He's definitely more qualified, I would think, to know something about a monkeypox compared to a human coronavirus. But doesn't matter anyhow. He's in charge of the vaccines for human beings. So what he says, this is a group of sick bastards plotting, of course. And we got two clips here. So listen to Borla. He's the guy. He sounds like he's from out of town. He's born in Greece, raised in Israel. So I don't know, something like that. And of course, he's over here because this is where all the grifters end up. The best grifters in the world end up here. And this guy is a fucking, this guy makes P.T. Barnum look like P.T. Flea. Let's go the videotape. It's goddamn, these guys are unbelievable.
Other questions? I see one right there.
Hi there. Who Man Hacked Me? I run the diabetes group for Medtronic. I have a question about patient engagement, and you had touched on this before. All of these advances are amazing. But even if you make the greatest drug or the greatest wearable, there's no guarantee that the patient is going to take the drug, wear the device. So how are you thinking about technology to engage the patient?
Yeah. Again, maybe I will use an example. I think it's fascinating what's happening in this field right now. I mean, FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it like that. So it is a basically biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance, the insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field. So imagine the applications of that, compliance. It is a basically biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance, the insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field.
Funny, I know a lot of Greeks growing up. There's two kind of Greeks. I've been told this by Greeks themselves. And correct me if I'm wrong, we have a lot of folks listening. There's a lot of in that part of the world and around. And we also have Greek Americans listening. The way it's been explained to me, and there's a Greek guy right down the road here I've known for 25 years. And he's a good Greek, so to speak. And we used to do business with a lot of Greeks. Big, big Greek food chain when I was an investigator, a private investigator and everything else that we did. Intel work. And they were bad Greeks. So I would say to my buddy, "The fuck is going on with these Greeks?" And he'd say, "There's two kind of Greeks, my man. There's good Greeks and you love them to death. And then there's just bad fucking Greeks." and they give the good Greeks, the fantastic people from Greece, etc., a bad name. The bad Greeks. Okay. So I'm not besmirching Greeks. I'm just saying the way it's been explained to me. And it's pretty adept analysis because upon further review, since that analysis some 20 years ago, many things play out that way. And this guy, in case you think I'm hammering Greeks, this guy, buddy of mine, is the most generous guy. And he's got tons of money. If somebody goes to him and says, hey, this kid's got cancer. We need this for this fucking thing. We need money for this charity. I mean, he just, whatever, man. Just show me that this is for real. Stroking checks, whatever, man. He has a bunch of hotels. He would give families places to stay if they were at AI DuPont Hospital for their kids and stuff. I mean, just a fucking massive heart. Fantastic guy. And he says, well, my family, we're good Greeks. We understand what's happening, but you ran into some bad Greeks. This cat, this Borla from Pfizer, he's a bad Greek. And not only that, it is beyond any type of where you're from, what kind of nationality you are, where you've been, where you started. He's a bad fucking human being.
I'm in my bed with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly.
These cats are killing us all softly and slowly with their bullshit. I'll tell you what, I've never seen a human being, of course, I think this guy's subhuman, so excited about the creation of a pill that would put a digital chip in your body. I mean, just so fucking, almost pissed his pants. He's so fucking happy, this weirdo. One of the most influential guys in the world, of course. All the beautiful people are in Davos. If this was 1774, 1775, this fucking asshole would be wearing a powdered wig and a red coat. This is the kind of mentality. There's a problem. Well, let's look up the... I'll explain it to you. Do a definition here. Definition of... See, people say, why don't you do this work before... Because there's no fucking script. There's no script. So if I look something up on the fly, it's because I'm doing it on the fly. Definition of a psychopath describes a set of personality traits and behaviors frequently associated with lack of emotional sensitivity and empathy, impulsiveness, superficial charm, and insensitivity to punishing consequences. And if you look at the overview of a psychopath, it really fits to a T. A guy like Fauci, a guy like Borla. Okay. Many of the politicians, and many of your favorite trading card politicians, by the way, would fall under this. It's fascinating. When you look at the mental health aspect, psychopaths. This is what you're dealing with. Somebody who would sit there and be so fucking thrilled. And he was big on compliance. This would show us that they take their pills or whatever. You know what I mean? Oh, you don't think they'll put this in a needle too? Of course they can. They can do anything they want. How do you know? Let's be honest. You might already have this in your body if you've sat for this fucking criminal's jabs. He could be laughing at you. You can't trust these people. That's the whole fucking point of the show here recently. You can't trust these people. They're going to kill you softly. Killing in the name of. Let's play that next. Killing you softly. And having you line up and do it yourself. It's really... it's only a plan that a psychopath could really plan and implement. A group of maniacal maniacs, of course, have to be massively rich and they have to make a ton of money from it and sit there and laugh at you in the process and they think it's fantastic. Of course, really, when you break it down, who would have these simulations anyhow and do these fake newscasts? and NTI, you know, Ted Turner, another fucking lunatic. I mean, just for the fact that he married Jane Fonda, that's, if you're not fucking crazy before that, you're crazy after. This Buffalo riding dementia fucking lunatic with a lot of money. And Gates again is involved in these things and all these foundations time and time and time again. Who would put on a simulation like this and talk about monkeypox? Oh, sponsored by your federal government. Encouraged by them. You know, we got a hold of these Department of Homeland Security documents from a long time ago where they were planning this stuff. A lot of these things, specifically coronavirus and how to lock people down and how to quarantine them. And they were explaining to local and state officials, hey, you can do this and it will help you lock people the fuck down. And you look at the dates, you have to listen really to Hotwire. We can't talk about these things in public. It's a goddamn crime. You know, part of me thinks it wouldn't matter anyhow because a number of people aren't going to get it. I learned at an early age, I talked about this. My dad bought me a pair of baseball spikes. I was playing baseball as a young buck, my second year of playing baseball. I didn't have any spikes. We didn't have any money. So I was playing in tennis shoes. Hard to play baseball in tennis shoes, sneakers. So I like told the old man, look, I need fucking spikes, dude. I feel like a dork out here. I can stick with the pack here, you know. I can handle my own. But we're playing on dirt fields and shit, so I need spikes, man. I'm slipping all over the place. So he took me out for spikes. And I saw a pair of spikes for like $8. This is like back in the 70s, okay? I was a young kid. Mid-70s. And it was like $8. You laugh, right? You think about it now. They weren't top of the line. They were mid-range. And he said, okay, those are cool spikes. I tried them on. I said, these fit good. He said, but I got a pair here that looked pretty good. From the sales bin, they were $2. I said, Dad, these things don't feel very good. Not supportive, and I got a lot of room in the toe. Even the lady who helped us try them on, you know. Back then, you go into a store and they actually help you out. The lady's like, I don't think these fit him. He's like, yeah, well, we'll try those. So I'm not feeling very confident about the spikes, but you're a kid, and it's better than tennis shoes. So I said, I'll wear them. I was playing third base. And I had a good glove and everything and a real good arm. It's fucking Little League, man. You're taking it seriously, right? You're amped up for the game and stuff. You practice. You give a shit. By the end of the game, I wore these for a game. That was a mistake. Should have break them in at practice. But I didn't have anybody tell me this stuff. My old man didn't give a shit. Obviously, he didn't give a shit. By the end of the first game, the spikes were gone. There were no more cleats. The rubber had gone. It was like a bowling shoe. And I said to my old man, see, this is what I'm talking about. I told you there's other things probably better. These things wore out. They were like, I don't even know. It's like, were they made out of sand or something? And they were gone. He's like, you don't expect me to get you another pair of spikes, do you? I was like, nah, I just wear tennis shoes. It got so bad, the coach went out and bought me a pair of spikes. And then my dad got pissed off at me. It's like a no-win situation. This is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with in a roundabout way. I'll explain it in a second. I mean, it's kind of a sidebar. So, you may be saying, Payne, what the Sam hell are you talking about? Why did you tell us about a story about baseball spikes when you were a kid? Maybe you should see a therapist. Well, the original point was, I'm not sure it would matter if we told the public anyhow that you have to have some skin in the game. We found out that free information is tainted. It's not dependable. They lie to you. They're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to give you partial truths, and then they're going to keep you in disinformation, malinformation. So the folks on Pain.tv get it. They have some skin in the game. They had to subscribe. And this stuff we'd say on Hotwire, I think it does better on Hotwire with the people who give a shit. It's an indictment on many fronts, on many different things. But, of course, I'm making generalizations. I'm not necessarily talking about the people who listen to this podcast on all the different platforms. I'm just saying, you know, when we had True Pundit, when we started True Pundit in 2016, you just put stuff out, man, and it's just fucking, it's money in the bank on the FBI, CIA, DOJ. I mean, it's just fucking home runs, and they're like,
well, like, where are the documents? Where's the sourcing?
And I'd say, I'm the fucking source, bitch. We got our own sources. What is the matter with you people? In other words, you could just show them stuff. You can literally take them and lead them to water, but you can't get them to drink. They're like, they're in the way of themselves. You're like, please see these things so we can help you. No, it doesn't matter. So when I say that we can't release this stuff to the general public, maybe it's better that way. It's certainly safer for us. To keep things on the down low. And the folks who get this information, they take it and they apply it to their lives. They're using it. They have money invested. They're bought in. And it, now it's just a question of when somebody buys into something, are you getting, you know, a return on investment? And that's a decision the news consumer has to use. Obviously they are. We continue to grow. We're not blowing smoke up anybody's ass, and we're not doing, a buddy of mine called today on Sunday, and I spent the day, I originally was thinking about doing Hotwire on Sunday night, but then, you know, I just spent the day with my nieces and nephews of all different ages who need help with stuff, and one of my godson nephew plays college football Division I, and he, man, what a gauntlet they have to run to keep on that treadmill, to keep playing and just lifting and eating and everything else. So, you know, it's not easy, and he knows that his cousins were top athletes, so he taps me, and I went down to see him, and I started the day out with one of my young nieces, working with my brother. He needed help on a project to dig a couple holes and put in some fence posts, et cetera. So I was up at the crack of dawn doing that, and I got home, I said, you know what, we'll do Hotwire Monday night, because the day just got away from me. And it's nice to spend the day with people you give a shit about and do things for them. Try to do nice things for people. I mean, you guys know the drill. And so we'll get to Hotwire tonight. But it is one for the books. And like I said, maybe the way things have worked out and we're not, you know, rocking and rolling with the Red Siren and getting millions of views a month, maybe this way's better, I'm thinking, as far as long term and as far as people taking this information and carrying it out and using it to forge and forage, in many cases, a new path for themselves and their families. And that really has been a focus here. I didn't plan on that being a focus in 2022. It just kind of has evolved into that, and I think we'll stay on that road because it is so beneficial to so many people. And you're going to need it. I told you, folks, in all earnest, I'm not looking to spike the football. It wasn't going to go away. You know, if you thought it was, or you had some idea that this was going to go away and everything was going to kind of ease back to normal, you just don't know your opponent very well. I urge you folks to check out The Art of War by Sun Tzu.